Hi guys, it's me, Lindsay Pinchuk, host of Dear Founder. You hear me talk a lot about community, building your own community and building the community surrounding your brand, both of which you can do inside my group mentorship, Marketing Made Simple for Small Business. We launched in the fall and nearly 50 women are currently inside learning simple but effective marketing skills to take their business to the next level, and their wins have been tremendous. We just opened the doors to our spring cohort, and you can join us to start building a simple marketing strategy designed to connect with your community, grow your brand, and your bottom line, all without $1 million marketing and advertising budget or 1 million followers. Marketing Made Simple for Small Business is a group mentorship program for women-owned businesses. You'll work to create effective content, messaging, and a marketing process to connect you with your community, build awareness, and drive sales, the most important part. This is a program that combines small group strategy sessions, one-on-one Q&A and accelerator calls, community support, and a ton of digital resources designed to give you step-by-step instructions and guidance that you need for brand growth. I am extending the 30% discount one more day, largely because I'm traveling and recording this from a hotel room. So you can get 30% off with the code FOUNDHER if you join Marketing Made Simple by Wednesday morning. This equals almost 3 months free off of an annual membership. Plus, when you become an annual member, you get a one-on-one 60-minute accelerator call with me, which comes with a follow-up action plan. So for now, let's tune into today's episode where we're going to talk all about repurposing your content. If you have any questions about Marketing Made Simple, please feel free to shoot me an email, lindsay@lindsaypinchuk.com or a DM at Lindsay Pinchuk. And now on to our episode. Dear Founder, I'm your host, Lindsay Pinchuk. At 30 years old, I founded my first company with just $500, building it to reach 3 million people and generate 7 figures in revenue for 6 years straight, all before I sold it. A decade later, I exited with one goal, to support other women in business through their own entrepreneurship journeys. As an entrepreneur, you wear every hat. You burn the midnight oil, and most of all, you pour your heart and soul into everything you do. But there's no blueprint for success. Every week on Dear Founder, you'll get to sit in as I pick the brain of some of my closest female founder contacts. Save yourself time, money, and hassle listening to the lessons of those who have already done it. You'll also have the chance to hear about my own founder journey, how I built my first company, and now how I'm building my second, as I share solo episodes filled with actionable lessons and steps that you can apply to your business immediately. Make sure to subscribe now so that we can build our businesses together each and every week. Now, let's get into today's episode. So before I get into the actionable steps of today's episode, I want to share a little bit about a current client with you. So when Sarah started working with me, she had an Instagram account of just over 8,000, but she was posting really inconsistently. Her posts were getting under 50 likes each and her reels maybe 500 views. As a service provider, she really wasn't connecting with her community. She wasn't building her trust and authority, and her content wasn't garnering the sales that she was capable of making. So when she hired me, she did so with really clear outlined goals. It was to grow her following, to grow her engagement, and to have a plan to create content that connected her with her community and could be repurposed on multiple platforms to drive more awareness and more sales. So after just 90 days of working together, Sarah ended up seeing, are you ready for this? A 636% increase in engagement, 11.2% increase in followers, plus 300% more client inquiries than the 3 months prior. Now I'm sharing this because we are going to segue into today's actionable tips and steps from Founder Files. So I want to share with you, what did we do to make this happen? Well, first and foremost, she started to share her story, which I tell you guys here all the time, who she was, what she did, how she did it, and most important, why, pulling back the curtains and showing her vulnerable side. Second, Sarah stopped only talking about herself, okay? You cannot only talk about yourself. You have to talk to your community about their needs, their wants, and the problems that you're trying to solve. You cannot only talk about you. Third, she started showing up consistently. We decided on and set a cadence and she stuck to it. You don't have to post every single day, but you have to be consistent. Fourth, she started to share her offer regularly. And this is really important and key to that making sales piece. No one's going to know how to work with you or what it is that you do unless you tell them. So it's really important that you tell them, and you tell them often. And fifth, she started to really use her content. Like, she put her content to work for her. How? Well, she had a process to repurpose it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, these were only some of the changes and the tweaks that she made and put into place that yielded her big results. But less than 3 months later, Sarah was seeing them. And the biggest change was how many people were reaching out to her inquiring about her services. So when I asked her, she told me, and this is a quote from her, she said, "I can't believe it took such small changes. The biggest eye-opener was how sharing my offer at least once a week actually directly led to more discovery calls with potential clients." And that's a really important piece, because I do think that as female founders, a lot of times we are afraid to show up and share what it is that we do and how people can consume from you and how people can transact with you. And it is important that we are showing up and selling. And I have episodes of Dear Founder dedicated to that. So you might want to check them out. I can link some of them in the show notes. But what I taught Sarah and what I teach all of my clients is this: creating content that connects with your community ultimately leads to more sales. I teach that the fundamentals of creating a process, I teach the fundamentals of creating a process for showing up consistently. I teach how to grow your business without a million followers or $1 million budget. I don't have either, and I know you don't as well. I teach how to share your offer in a way that doesn't feel salesy, and that was really key to this example that I'm sharing. And then I teach how to build a process for repurposing your content. Because unless you're a content creator, you don't want to be creating content all the time. Instead, you want to create content that connects, and then you want to use it and reuse it and reuse it and really squeeze every last bit of juice out of it. And this is what we're going to talk about today. So I want to remind you that you don't have to have that $1 million budget or 1 million followers to effectively gain awareness for your brand. There are so many creative and impactful strategies that will yield results. I also want to remind you that you have to think about repurposing your content off of social media. Social media is important. It's been a game changer for so many brands, but you really and truly have to think about the ways that you can take your content and put it into other places of your business and out into the world in other ways. Having a strategy is imperative. A lot of you might think that content is just what you put on your social media, but it is so much more than that. And that's why when I chose the examples of how to repurpose content for today's episode, I really concentrated on taking it off of Instagram specifically. But when I started my first company, there was no social media. So I showed up to our events and on our website and in emails sharing about my experiences as a new parent, as a pregnant and new parent, because that's what my first company was. That's who we were reaching. I didn't realize it at the time, but that was content. And as time went on, content was the backbone of my entire product and marketing strategy. With my first company, every single thing we shared was shared on our social media, on our website, our emails, our events, through our partnerships and our publicity. And that's where my sweep method comes into place. You want to take one piece of content, one message, and sweep it through all of those strategies. Being consistent and efficient with your content is going to grow your business faster. Did you know how far you can take just one piece of content? Do you? If you grab the link in my show notes, you'll get a checklist of 30 ways that you can repurpose a single piece of content. But for today and for this episode, I'm going to concentrate on 10 of them. So I want you to think about this. Start with a piece of content. I like to take one of my tip-based carousel posts on Instagram, and then this is how you can repurpose something like that. Number one, you can use the caption and the content in the carousel assets to make a blog post on your website. Putting it on your website, if you have a blog, is a great option because it helps with your search engine optimization or your SEO. Number two, you can put the content into the body of an email and then either link that email to your website if you put it on your blog, or back to the Instagram post for more. So you can take that content and create an email newsletter out of it. Number three, take the initial carousel and take one of the tips, just one, and make a reel out of this one tip and focus on what the outcome is for your community. Start with the outcome. What are you solving? What will they be achieving? Number four, make a long form video where you talk about all three or five tips from the original carousel. Then you can share that video on Instagram. But then number five, you can share your video on your business's Facebook page. And then the bonus is you can take a sliver of that video and you can make a story and share it to your Facebook stories and your Instagram stories as well. So just now I just gave you four ways to share this piece of content in that one tip. Number six, make an asset that focuses on the outcome of the tip. So just one square. And you want to take like the asset could be something like five tips to get more engagement on Instagram. And then use the content from the original post in a caption on LinkedIn. And I'm sharing and I'm telling you this because one, you get more space on LinkedIn so you can make it longer. And two, I do sometimes post carousels on LinkedIn, but I definitely think my flat assets work better. Number seven, take the tips from the original carousel post and expand on them. If you have a podcast, use them for an episode. What do you think I'm doing right now, right here? Exactly. Number eight, create a webinar or a live information session for your community on the topic from the original post. Again, focus on the outcome that it brings your community and invite people to join you for more. Number nine, take your tips and make an infographic. Use Canva and find a template that works for you and for the tips that you're putting forth. Share the infographic on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and Facebook at a later date. So this right here, that was just three pieces of content. So now actually we're up to, I don't know, over 15 maybe, even though it's been nine tips. And then number 10, take the tips from the original post and make a longer form piece of content like a PDF checklist or a guide and use it as a lead magnet to get more people onto your email list. This is a skill that we discuss and we actually do together in Marketing Made Simple for Small Business because it is so important that you pull people off social media and onto an email list where you can communicate with them. So if you go into the link in my show notes, you can get 20 more ideas to repurpose your content through the link in the show notes. And that piece of content that I have linked there is called How to Build 30 Pieces of Content in 2 Hours. Now, I want to say you don't need to do all 30 ideas for every piece of content you produce. But my recommendation is to create a process for the types of content that you put out into the world. For example, I have a process for repurposing my podcast content. And then I have a process for my tip content and even my activist content. I have a list and I try to follow it. Also, part of the reason you want a process is because if you ever hire someone to help you, having your system memorialized will be key in putting that process into place with a virtual assistant or an employee. This process of repurposing is one of the many things that we cover in my small group mentorship, Marketing Made Simple for Small Business. And I'm going to leave you with this challenge. Tell your story. You heard how I had my client Sarah from the beginning of this podcast share her story more with our initial strategies. But then I want you to share it somewhere else. Share it in an email, on your website, on your LinkedIn. Share and reshare your story and really squeeze the juice out of that piece of content. I'm about to reshare my story because it's long overdue given the changes in my life over the last 6 months. And you want to know where I'm taking this from? The presentation from the speaking engagement that I gave tonight. I shared my story. It's already written out and I'm going to reshare it in a reel and in a post on Instagram this week. So stay tuned. Now, you can grow your business organically, both on and off social media. All you need are simple processes like this one, the right tools, and maybe even some one-on-one support and guidance. So I just want to remind you that you can still join Marketing Made Simple's Spring 2024 cohort. The 50 women who are already inside have been putting these skills to use for the last 2.5-3 months, and they have all been seeing some really great wins. Plus, you will get grandfathered into your rate. It's not too late to grab the bonuses. While platinum memberships are sold out, there are still 8 8 annual membership spots left, at least when I looked a couple days ago. Not only do you get 30% off annual and monthly memberships with the code MAKEHISTORY, but there are a couple of bonuses. You can check it out on the link in the show notes. For now, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being here. We are going to be dropping a rerun on Thursday, and we will be back with all new episodes next Tuesday. And on that note, we are switching our Tuesday episodes to our interview episodes and our Thursday episodes to our Founder Files. So stay tuned for that. Have a great rest of the week, and I will see you soon. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being here.